11th April, 1946. Asti, Bhati, and Priyam. Existence, Consciousness, and Bliss. Yesterday, between 10 and 11 a.m., a Parsi doctor brought a letter and gave it to Bhagavan. Bhagavan got it read out by a devotee and said, "He himself has written the question and the answer as well. What else is there for me to say?" As the letter was in English, I could not understand it. The devotee who read it looked at Bhagavan and asked, "Asti, Bhati, and Priyam are written there. What do they mean?" "Asti means truth, that which is. Bhati means luster, and Priyam means anandam. That is Satchitananda Swarupa. Satchitananda is spoken of as Asti, Bhati, and Priyam. Both sets of expression mean the same," said Bhagavan. The same devotee asked, "As Atma is devoid of name or form, should it be meditated upon with jnana atita bhakti, bhakti which is superior to and above jnana?" Bhagavan replied, "If you say that you should meditate, doesn't that imply dvaita, dualism? It implies one who meditates and that on which he meditates. Atma, however, is nameless and formless. How is it possible to meditate upon the nameless and formless? Jnana atita bhakti means one's own self, nameless and formless, just a witness. The I is one's own self. That I is everywhere, only one I. Then, what is there to meditate upon? Who is it that meditates? It is the I that is everywhere, which is called Asti, Bhati, and Priyam, or Satchitanandam. The names are many, but the thing is only one," said Bhagavan.